Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been talking about characteristics of a Christian father as Father's Day is coming up this week. And so we've been making practical points of how we can be better Christian fathers. And here are the three characteristics we've talked about thus far: that we need to comprehend control, that it's about God's agenda and not our own. We need to understand that the role of fatherhood is a God-given role. It is a blessing to be a father, as our children are a blessing. And we are fully responsible for the direction of our family. And because of all of that, we need to understand that we need help from God and from His Word. Second, we talked about how character counts. And there are several characteristics that fall under this character. We need to have self-control and patience. Additionally, and hopefully equally as obvious, we need to have love and compassion that we show towards our children. And third, we need to be motivating and encouraging. We can't just expect our children to do something. Because I said so only goes so far. We need to motivate our children to action, use biblical examples to motivate them to take the next steps, and encourage them along the way, as no doubt there will be bumps and bruises and scrapes of making mistakes and not applying what we teach them every time, but encourage them to get back up and do better, and furthermore, encouraging them when they are doing things the way they are expected to. And then yesterday, we talked about the need for clear communication. The expectations shouldn't be made if they're not first carefully examined and clearly expressed. And then, of course, they shouldn't be expected if there's not a constant example to follow. And we're looking at each other here, fathers. We need to be the example in the home of what our children should expect. And so to tie a bow on all of this, as Christian fathers, we need to be committed and consistent. All previous points are useless without consistency and true commitment. As we led off with Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, to bring them up and the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bringing them up isn't a one-time direction or suggestion, but a daily duty that we have as fathers to do so. And furthermore, that discipline and instruction in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, we need to remember it's of the Lord and not of the dad or the world. We need to raise them up in the way that God prescribes, and not just what our best ideas might be or ideas of the world. And so with all of that in mind, in bringing them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, let's close our study this week by looking at a passage dedicated to discipline in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 13, because this is the way God views discipline with us. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 3. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. And so the concluding point that we can make here, dads, is that we are not going to be able to model the characteristics of a Christian father if we ourselves are not committed to the Heavenly Father. And so may we be willing and mindful of the discipline that God provides available through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus to be Christians first, and then fathers united under the cross of Christ to guide our children and our families towards that same cross. And so there's a lot of responsibility tied up into all of this, isn't there, dads? But may God help us. May we keep him at the forefront. May we keep ourselves constant in prayer as we strive to lead our children to the Lord each and every day. Thanks so much for listening. Happy Father's Day to you this Sunday. And join me next week for more Press On. God bless. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.